If the atrial flutter is paroxysmal, as it generally is, the 12-lead ECG may not show atrial flutter at the time the patient presents to the physician. Therefore, the traditional ways to help make the diagnosis are to obtain a Holter monitor exam in which one hopes the atrial flutter will occur or the tachycardia will occur while the patient is wearing the monitor. Of course, the atrial flutter may not appear during the 24-hour period or even the 48-hour period that the Holter monitor is recording. In those patients, one would want to use an event monitor.